You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Putting together a little piece for the Mindbender Club mailer that goes out, about 5 hours or so. And one of the stories is they did the survey and they asked people, when did you finally embrace the idea that you were getting older? And the number that they attached to that was 47, which, Jeremy, you are tiptoeing up on.
Have you embraced yet
the concept that you're getting older? Have you? You must have, because you're an old soul.
Yeah, no, I feel fine right now. I mean, I'm not freaking out yet.
They're not saying that you feel like
I feel fine. I've embraced
ancient. Yeah.
Yeah, so be it. Whatever.
Exactly.
Time marches on.
It trudges on for some people.
Yeah, no, everything's good.
But I was having to laugh about this because they asked people, too. They're like, what are the kind of like everyday things that made you realize you were starting to get up there? And the very top answer, number one, was hearing songs that you like. And I think they probably mean songs you grew up with on oldies stations. And I've watched Jeremy experience that because our oldies station down the hall is playing all the stuff from when Jeremy was in high school.
We had an all-staff meeting the other day, and they were talking about our oldies station, you know, and all the new music they've put on the oldies station. And they were like, Matchbox 20 and No Doubt and Sublime and Linkin Park. And I'm like, what? I got up and left that meeting immediately.
You hunched over, grabbed your
cane. I grabbed my walker and got right out of there.
Got right out. He moved at about 1.2 miles per hour out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
He shuffled out of the meeting
is what he did.
That's
the funniest thing when you start hearing the 90s songs on the oldies station.
That's right. But what I posted on social media this morning, I just had to laugh because the songs that I was playing when I first broke into the business, because I was 16 when I started in radio, and the songs that were like popular at that time, oldies stations, including ours down the hall, but oldies stations around the country have deemed that those songs are too old to play on oldies stations. So my generation of music is too old
for
oldies.
It's a lot of big band and things like that.
So I said, I think we need a new term. And listener Elaine was the first one. She goes, how about moldies? And I'm like, okay.
Moldies?
We might already have a winner.
That's pretty good. That's darn funny. I did see that story this morning, and it was talking about other things like grunting when you get up. And I've noticed this is bad because I have a decent-sized TV in my living room. And sitting back on the couch, I've had to throw like glasses on a couple times to see the big screen TV in the family room, you know, and you're like, oh no, when did this happen?
We like to leave closed captioning on for a lot of reasons, especially because I guess we watch so many British shows and stuff like that, and I can't quite, one of them is set in Wales, and talk about trying to understand exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they sometimes throw in a few Welsh words, so.
You're like, huh?
But I have found without my glasses on, because I don't normally wear glasses when I just walk around. I wear them when I drive. Yeah, and if I'm watching closed captioning on TV, I'm like, well, I better put my glasses on. Like,
whoa, the colors are so clear and vibrant.
And it was funny because Gretchen pointed out the other day something about grunting when she got out of the chair. She's like, what the hell is that all about? She goes, I've never done that before. And she's in great shape. But she was like, she made some sort of noise. And then she looked over at me. She's like, what
did you hear
the
that?
Hell?
You didn't hear that. Ignore that. I've also discovered that I've started using the front pocket on my shirts. Like if I were, like today, I got a button-up shirt, and there's that little front pocket there on the breast.
You're not putting a pen in there.
Yeah, usually mints. I turned into my grandpa. I'll put mints in there, or like a note or so, a dollar bill if I, you know, if I need, if I know I got to get cash soon. I'm using the front pocket.
Or a quarter so you can tip the checkout boy who bags your groceries.
Here you are. Here you are, young man.
Go get something nice for
yourself.
Bring
me a sarsaparilla.
Other things that people said made them feel was seeing celebrities and having no clue who they are. Listen, another piece that I was writing for the Mindbender Club mailer was about celebrities, and we might talk about this later in trending. Was about baby names that are becoming popular because of celebrities. Not only celebrities, but the celebrities' babies.
Yeah.
And as I wrote that piece, about half the people I was writing about, I was like, who is
he had to Google
him. And then who is that? And they are, you know, celebrities. I'm like, I have no flipping idea who that person is.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm completely out of touch because I do a ding-dang morning radio show.
Yeah, I mean, we come across these names, but every once in a while you're like,
I feel better even when I ask Jeremy, I'm like, who's that? And even Jeremy says,
I don't know. Never heard of him. Hey, Alexa.
Right.